At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, there's been an adjustment to basketball playoff schedule action tonight at Argonaut High School. According to Athletic Director Scott Hunkins, in order to accommodate the Sacramento Adventist boys team not being able to play games from sundown Friday through sundown Saturday, Argonaut High School tonight will host section playoffs, a doubleheader. 6 o'clock for the girls, they'll play Dixon High School, and at 7:30, the boys will play Sacramento Adventist. So again, that's tonight, girls at 6 against Dixon, boys at 7:30 against Sacramento Adventist.
Well, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office investigating a shooting that happened Tuesday night in the Valley Springs area. The victim flown to a Modesto hospital with non-life-threatening injury. Now, the identity of the victim has not yet been released. Now, according to initial reports, the call came into dispatch just before 5 p.m., reporting a male victim with a gunshot wound to his upper arm at a home on Hagen Road, north of 26, and La Quintana Golf Club. While the investigation is currently ongoing, Calaveras Sheriff's Office does say the shooting did not happen at the residence, but that's where the victim met the emergency medical staff. Again, that's where the victim met emergency crews. Now, detectives were dispatched. All persons involved in the shooting were contacted. Additional info is expected to be released later today.
And Tuesday, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation at an address on Crystal Drive in Wallace. Marijuana was found in varying stages of maturity in 3 separate rooms and a detached garage. Each of the growing areas indicated that continuous production was occurring. Investigators noted that some of the marijuana plants were infested with mites and had been heavily treated with an insecticide found on site that is specifically prohibited for use on food products and in commercial cannabis cultivation by the state of California. The marijuana growing operation was not for personal use and was indicative of an illegal commercial growing operation. Investigators eradicated a total of 1,057 marijuana plants and 35 pounds of processed marijuana and collected multiple items of evidence at the scene. No arrests were made, but the investigation is ongoing.
And at the urging of State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara, a proposed California law would require companies to write or renew home insurance policies and communities that meet a new statewide standard for fire hardening. Under AB 2367, the Insurance Commissioner, Cal OES, and State Fire Marshal would develop statewide standards for home and community hardening in consultation with Cal Fire and the Governor's Office of Planning and Research. Hardened homes and communities that meet this standard receive a guaranteed offer or renewal of insurance. Now, in addition, the legislation would require insurance companies to offer financial incentives for homeowners to make their property more fire safe. The legislation is being co-authored by Democratic members of the Assembly based in San Diego and Santa Barbara.
And Cal Fire will be conducting a prescribed burn on the Winton Shad Vegetation Management Plan site this week. They'll start today, burn through tomorrow. Again, this is off of Winton Road, Shad Road, and Bailey Ridge Road. Now, their smoke will be visible throughout the area during the burn today and tomorrow. The burn's expected to run from 10 until 5 both days.
Well, interested in the art of quilting? Well, join the Master Quilters Guild, if so. Since 2003, the Guild has preserved and continued the traditions, culture, and history of quilting. Easy for me to say, huh? Tradition, culture, and history. Now, the Guild offers educational programs and workshops with local and nationally known quilting teachers. General meetings are held once a month in Sutter Creek. Now, this month, the 24th, they'll meet at the Creekside Methodist Church, Highway 49 and Church Street in Sutter Creek. Those looking to learn more, mark your calendars. Again, that's Monday the 24th, 6:30 in Sutter Creek. Now, if you want to speak with someone from the Guild, call Mary Beth, 753-8051.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting local news today. Now, remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.